All right, here's the other story. Sam Darnold's back. The Jets announced it today, and the Jets basically announcing our season begins against the Cowboys. Sorry for the interruption of the first quarter of the season. Our season will begin on Sunday. That's basically what the announcement was. But here's the thing. We're going to go on the premise, and there's no reason for us not to, go on the premise that Sam is healthy, that they have done everything within their power to make sure Sam is completely able to take a hit. But here's what I'm going to say about Sam and this offense. If the head coach cannot put him on the field and protect him, then he should be fired. If he gets Sam hurt behind this offensive line as he begins his second season here now in earnest, and the Jets begin their season with Darnold and Bell, hopefully Mosley's ready to come back. I haven't heard anything about Mosley yet. It's been now 5 weeks. You would think he'd be ready in what will be a intense atmosphere, because the Cowboy fans will make it an intense atmosphere. Giants aren't playing Sunday. Jets are playing at 4 o'clock. Yankees will probably be playing later that night on TV from Houston, most likely. That'll be everybody's Sunday. Everybody's Sunday in a lot of places will begin with a 4 o'clock Jet-Cowboy game. And you'll be expecting market improvement from this team right away. And that means that the offensive line has got to be put out there in such a way, and the offense designed in such a way, to make sure that this quarterback does not take a royal beating in his first game from a quick defense. And they have pass rushers who could hurt him. And what we saw last week, or what we've seen the last couple of weeks, is non-competitive play from the Jet offensive line. So it is on the Jets offense and on incumbent on the head coach to 100% protect this quarterback as he comes back on the field. And if anything happens to this quarterback, it's on him. Case closed. Because listen, and I'm not absolving the general manager here, you guys came into this season knowing how bad this offensive line was. We talked about it every day. And did nothing to improve the situation. We know what an offensive line can do to an offense. We know what an offensive line can do to a quarterback. You had one of the biggest stars in this league have to retire before he hit 30 years of age because they put him behind an offensive line and almost got him killed. And by the time they brought in guys who could really play on the offensive line, which they did last year, it was too late for him physically. He had to retire. Now, Sam's in his second year. He didn't suffer a football injury. He didn't suffer a tear in his rib cage. He didn't suffer a separated shoulder. He didn't suffer any injury. He had mono. But he better not get beat up now, because this offensive line is so inept it can't do its job. And everything should change now with the quarterback back. Everything should change. They should look immediately like a football team. And if they don't, it's on the head coach.